Gorgeous Entrepreneurs on Radio Gorgeous. Health, beauty, and well-being, and sometimes sex. Listen to Radio Gorgeous every day now. Hi, it's Josephine here from Radio Gorgeous, and it's health and beauty today. And I'm here with Sally Curzon, who's the founder of Face Matters, and she's going to tell me why, well, a little bit about Face Matters, what their ethos is and what they're about. But she's also going to tell us why she's got me here today in Fenwick in Bond Street. I'm very intrigued. Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hi, Josephine. I'm really well, thank you. And it's lovely to see you again. I know we did an interview some time ago now, and Face Matters has come on a long way since then. We are an anti-aging skincare brand that I formulated myself. I've been in the beauty industry for over 25 years as a therapist. And 11 years ago, I started suffering from really bad skin problems caused by stress. And nothing I was using was working. I didn't want to keep using steroid creams and antibiotics. Dreadful rosacea. It looked dreadful, shocking. And so I began to research ingredients. And I, after many, many years in my treatment rooms in Hampshire, got together my ingredients that I now have in all of my products. And we launched in January 14. We did independent skin trials on over 100 women with fabulous results. We won Pure Beauty Awards, highly commended best new brand in 2014. And we launched out into Fenwick Group, who are now rolling out from Bond Street into other stores. We're going into Tunbridge Wells and Canterbury, and I'm hoping to be in Kingston as well later this year. So that's all really, really good news.
But I'm dying to know what the secret ingredient is.
The secret ingredient is all about stimulating collagen. And I found a secret ingredient, which is made from the rock mineral. It's a trace element in our bodies. It's made from the rock silica, and it is fantastic. And as we age, our levels of collagen drop, as we all know, and it's all about building up the levels of silica in our skin, which produce the collagen that we need to keep us looking youthful and beautiful and gorgeous.
I mean, the thing is that, isn't it like legally beauty brands can't say that things really change you, because then it would become a medical, do you know what I mean, a medical cream? Isn't there some sort of law?
Because there is a law. You have to comply with all the European requirements, which we do, and I've blended this ingredient with lots and lots of active botanical oils, which I love, botanical oils and essential oils. And the oils I've chosen all have, everything that I've chosen has a very, very fine molecular structure, and this is why it works so deeply in the skin. And although it's oil-based, it's not greasy. And also the essential oils that I've chosen are fantastically uplifting for emotions as well as good for the skin, which when you get to a certain age
certainly
makes a difference to your day.
The thing is that things you put on your skin really do sink in. I used to think, oh, it doesn't really work, but it really does. Yeah. Can you tell us why and how?
It really, really does. Well, some of it works, some of it doesn't. And this is where, this is one of my frustrations with the beauty industry. It does all depend on the ingredients that you use. If you're using synthetic ingredients, man-made synthetic ingredients, which a lot of moisturising creams are made from, they form more of a barrier on the skin and they prevent moisture loss rather than actively penetrating the skin and progressively improving the firmness and the tone and the texture of the skin. And that is why you'll find a massive difference in pricing. Say, for instance, you go into the supermarket and you buy something.
By Dove.
Nivea or something like that. And it smells okay and it feels quite nice. And it will superficially make your skin feel a little bit softer, but it's not actively doing anything substantial to prevent or improve the aging process on your skin. And equally, I'm very much against all of this photoshopped perfection that we're bombarded with every day, and it actually starting, as I'm now in my 50s, starting to make me a bit cross.
So how can people get hold of you then? Because if they don't live, you know, if they don't live near a Fenwick, how do you...
People can get hold of me. I'm happy to give my mobile number, my email address. People can get hold of me. I'm doing lots and lots more facials now. I stepped away from the hands-on treatments for a while to focus on business. But actually, in my heart, I'm a therapist. And I'm at my happiest in a treatment room with my sleeves rolled up and my hands on in oils and on people's faces and working. And I've got back into that. Fennec have got a lovely little room that I can use in Bond Street. I'll be using another one in the other stores as we roll out.
Yes, I'm going to come for one on the 21st.
Can't wait. And facials are my passion, and that's how I started the whole journey. And so basically, in December, About Time magazine put me down as one of the top facials in London.
Wow.
Which was a huge accolade, and I was really quite chuffed with this, and it got me thinking back into my facial thing. And so I got together with a lady who trains for the Beauty Guild, and together we have put together a training manual for the Face Matters Facial, which is all about stimulating collagen. It's all about lifting, and it's all about lymphatic drainage to get rid of puffiness and all that kind of stuff. It is a good facial, even if I say so myself. To the point,
why is it different than other ones?
I think it's the amount of massage that we do is huge. And so it's stimulating the muscles, it's working the muscles, it's stimulating the blood flow, and it's just so much massage for the hour. It's not one of those facials where you get a mask slapped on and then the girl goes out for a cup of tea. It is not one of those, because they make me a little bit cross as well. So you are worked on, your face is worked on for an hour. And so the Beauty Guild have given it a professional accreditation.
Wow.
Which is a huge deal. So you can now, if you want to train to be a facialist, we can train you, and at the end of it you get a professional qualification, which gets you your indemnity insurance, and you can build a business from that. Wonderful. Which leads me on to my journey that I'm doing at the moment, and I've put together a business in a box opportunity for women, which is a really ready to go, really easy business model, because if I can do it, anybody can do it. And within the first month you will get your investment back, and you're on your way, you're good to go, because it's so important to, I think, to have financial independence as a woman, and to earn your own money, and to be in control of that, whether you want to build a serious business or whether you just want some spending money. It's really important to have your own financial independence. So that is what I've put together.
RadioGorgeous.com. So do people need any beauty background?
None at all. We will do it all.
And can there be any age? Because obviously our listeners are sort of generally a little bit older, you know.
Can be any age, because it's facials. So when you work... I do my facial sitting down. You're not standing all day. It's not heavy work like a physical body massage. It's not, you're not hunched over like you would be if you're doing nails. Facials are much more gentle on your own body when you're a therapist. And so you can do it. You can train, you can qualify, you can build a business with Face Matters. And you can also retail the products and get some really good margins.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. So all you'd need then is a kind of bed... And the products?
Yeah, you'd get your products in your kit. Mm. So yes, you'd need to buy a couch, which is, you can get a really good couch for, a perfectly good couch for facials for about £100.
Wow. So you could set up in your sitting room or a kind of quiet, like, conservatory or something in your garden.
And you can build your therapy business, and it is so fulfilling. Giving therapies, working with beautiful oils and beautiful products that give results, that really do give results, it's just so rewarding and satisfying. It's beautiful. It's not like work.
And how much can one charge? What's the kind of going rate in the biz?
Well, it depends where you live. It depends on... Obviously, it depends who you're selling to and where you live, basically, and the people that you're dealing with. But you could expect to charge £40, £50 for a facial. And you can easily do 4 facials a day without it taking any physical toll on you whatsoever. So it's quite simple to earn £200 a day doing facials.
God, so tempting. Sorry. Feel like doing it. I trained to be a beauty therapist, but I'm a beauty school dropout, I'm afraid.
Do you know, most girls that go to beauty school, 8% of them fail. They or don't do anything with their qualification.
Well, I want to be a makeup artist. That was my thing.
Mine was facials. And I have also spoken with the Prince's Trust.
Yeah.
And I am starting a collaboration with the Prince's Trust to help girls with this idea.
Oh, it's brilliant.
So the Prince's Trust have taken it on. I got a yes from them about 2 weeks ago, which made me cry, because it makes me so happy to be able to help these girls. And they will be probably aged anywhere between 18 and 30. and the trust has an enterprise department which will invest into the people who have shown tenacity and certain skills, and if the investment leads to a professional qualification, then the trust will invest in them, and so they will get the training, they will get the kit, and they will get me mentoring them and helping them
Fabulous.
To build their business, and I'm really excited about it. I'm very, very proud and
what
excited.
About getting them into the different, with your product, into different beauty salons? Because I can see younger people might want to be more attached to a salon. They might not have the kind of confidence and the friendship groups, you know, like our age are quite, you know what I mean? It's easier for us because we've got the nicer homes for people to come to.
Absolutely, it can, yes, because they've got the qualification, it can take them into a salon and they could do it on a, you know, a self-employed freelance basis.
You
can hire a bed, rent a room, and it gets them on their way. And also a lot of these girls are single mums at home, and again it just gives them that real boost onto the ladder, which we all need sometimes.
So tell me about facial massage. Does it, I mean, because of my beauty school training, every day when I do my cleanser, I do a little routine, you know, my skin isn't bad, so I'm just wondering whether it has helped over the years.
It does help. Massage helps. Massage absolutely helps. In fact, when you buy one of my products, it has a little booklet in, and in each booklet is a little really simple massage routine for you to do on your face, and it does make a difference. It really does.
I'll never forget seeing my sister, you know, in a kind of hotel room, and she just got the cleanser and put it onto cotton wool and rubbed her face, and I was like, hang on, is that how you do it? I put it on my palms, I warm it up, I put it on my face, I rub it, I do around my eyes, I do my chin. And I suddenly thought, gosh, you know what I mean? That's probably how most people take makeup off.
It is, and people don't realise the importance of massage and just spending that little bit of time. And it literally is, if it's just 2 minutes extra into your skincare routine at the end of the day. But it really, really does make a difference.
So, as you say, it drains, so it makes...
Yeah, it drains the toxins. So we... We get buildup of fluid everywhere, and you're draining it away, which gets rid of puffiness, sort of when you get a bit bloated and a bit puffy, which happens more as you get older, especially around the eye area. You get congestion and, you know, tired and stress and all that kind of thing has an effect, and it's getting the blood flow going through the skin, it's working on the muscles, and
it's also just learning how to be gentle, because I've noticed my daughter is really rough with her face, and I say to her, Honor, you use your third, fourth, or fifth finger, you know, don't use the first two fingers, you know, and pat, you know, and you know what I mean? I'm always trying to get her not to, because in fact, I read a thing that if you wear kind of eye makeup every day, which a lot of us do, you know, it can actually aid you because you're rubbing your eyes, getting it off. And again, what I do is I get a pad and I hold it on, count to 10, and then gently pull it down, you know, and I imagine some people get a kind of one of those wipes and just, kind of
they
really
do a scrub, and it's really, really bad.
Go on, spoil yourself. Listen to Gorgeous Gossip on Radio Gorgeous.
One of my products is a balm that you can do everything with, absolutely everything with. It's fab if you're traveling, because you can do everything, and it will
tell us what you can do.
Well, you can take off, talking about makeup, eye makeup remover, you can dampen a cotton wool pad, put some balm on, and it, like you say, just gently stroke, and it just dissolves, even waterproof mascara.
Mm, that's when you're traveling.
And it just dissolves, and it really does remove it. And then you can use it as a cleanser on the whole of your face. And then you can use it as your nourisher as well after you've rinsed it off.
Exactly, because I find now I put on a kind of balm just before I go to sleep and on my nails, you know what I mean? Just because dry lips, you know, it by your bed.
Balms are incredible. And obviously ours has got the silica, so it stimulates the collagen as well. Balms, it's a fantastic product. It really, really is a good product. And men love it too, because it's great after shaving. Gets rid of razor bump and rash and irritation and things
and
like that.
And maybe if you've got like a burn or a bump or a bite or anything, you can put it on.
Yeah, just everybody should have a balm. Every home needs balm.
So tell me what else is going on in your life, or is this just all-consuming, Sally?
It's all-consuming, really. I'm in the throes of, well, I've got two teenagers. My boy at 18 is doing his A-levels. Oh. My daughter at 16 is doing her GCSEs.
What? You've got a crazy house.
I've got a crazy house, and I'm trying to move house. Oh. So lots and lots. Very, very busy at the moment. But just trying to now spread the word and get ladies interested in building their own business and joining us. Because it's actually a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
And where would people come to travel to see you then?
Well, for training, it depends where they're based.
Southeast, so.
Southeast, we could do training in London, or we can do it in Hampshire. It depends
nice
where people
are. Out.
We're really flexible.
How long would the training take? That's one last question.
The training is, you have to do quite a lot of homework, but you do it with us. And then you would need probably 2 full days with us to begin with, but not one after the other, sort of 1 full day with us, and then you go away and practice and do written stuff, which we help you with all the way through, and then you'd come back and do another full day, and then we'd see how you were doing. And but you have to do some case studies and things like that at home. But it's an enjoyable training course.
Well, the thing about Radio Gorgeous is it's all about women having a go at something new, and I think, Sally, you're offering something really exciting.
I'm really excited about it, and I'm getting a fabulous response. And but it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, you can start this, and you're never too old. You're never too old to do this and to try it, and it's great. The anatomy and the physiology training is really, really interesting. Really interesting. And it's good to keep your brain active, to learn new skills, and, you know, and make some good income.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. It's lovely to see you again.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world? Oh, it's plain to see.